Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Chris Jerome joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
So, Chris, because of your daughter, Anna, you have started something called Anna's Pals. Before we get to that, tell us about Anna.
Anna was an amazing daughter, friend, athlete, student. She was just great in every way. She has a twin brother and a younger sister, and she was always the caretaker for both of them, particularly her twin brother, making sure that he stayed on track and, you know, doing his schoolwork and all of that stuff. She was crafty. She was everything. She was just a perfect daughter.
But can you tell us what happened with her and why this has encouraged you to build this so that other kids might be able to enjoy the beach?
We're a beach family. We go to the Cape every year. I'm a teacher, so I had summers off, so we were at the beach or at a pool all the time. She's definitely a water kid. And we had just come back from Bermuda, and while we were away, she was complaining about a sore throat. So I'm like, you know, great, we're on vacation. She's got strep. That's terrible, poor thing. I kept feeding her Advil. And we walk in the door, and my pediatrician's like, she does not have strep. She's the walking case for mono. She definitely looks like she has mono. So they take her blood work. A couple hours go by, and I text the pediatrician, and I'm like, you know, do you have her results back? And she finally got back to me hours after that and said, can you and Anna come into the office? And she said, when we got there, she said, it's not mono at all. It's leukemia. Mm. And she had a really hard time telling us, which is why it took so long for her to get back to me. So she said, pack a bag and go to Children's. And we packed a bag. You know, I called my husband on the way, and we stayed at Children's for the next 5 months. And she was diagnosed with a very aggressive form of leukemia. She was in for 5 months, went into remission. She then had a bone marrow transplant after she relapsed, had a bone marrow transplant, and then was in for another 3 months. And it was during her bone marrow transplant stuff that we really noticed a void in the care of immunocompromised children. Her immune system was depleted during chemo the first time, but after the bone marrow transplant, it was bad. It was basically like we went through with COVID, where no one could come in the house, no one could go out of the house. I mean, I would be up before everybody else, you know, washing doorknobs and light switches, and the other two kids had to walk in the door and wash their hands and change their clothes, and everything involved keeping her safe and germ-free.
And after Anna passed, it inspired you through what you had experienced with what she went through to start Anna's Pals to try and help with the isolation that other families and kids that might be going through this as well. Can you explain what it is you're trying to accomplish now?
We are building a beach house for immunocompromised children and their families. It will allow 8 families at a time to get together and bond as a family. Right now, there's no place to do that. outside of the clinic in your house, you can't go anywhere. There's no place for you to just be a family and take a deep breath and try to reunite. I mean, there's so many different dynamics that are going on in the family while you're caring for a sick child. The siblings start to feel resentful, you know, the constant worry over the sick child, and the other kids inevitably get neglected even in the best situations. So this is just a place where families can come together for a week and just reunite.
Well, how can we help you build this house? Because yes. I'm ready to get out there with a shovel right now.
No, I have a hammer,
so
Kennedy.
Please tell me, how can we help you build this house?
Thank you. We need that help. So we actually acquired a property in Sagamore Beach. It's an old schoolhouse, which I find is very appropriate because she was such a great student and I'm a teacher. I feel like it's the perfect place. And the classrooms are going to be converted into two-bedroom apartments. So there's eight classrooms, so we'll have eight two-bedroom apartments, which we'll call cottages. Yeah, so right now we're working on raising the funds to make that happen.
What do you think you're going to need to finish the entire project?
Well, I think construction alone will be like, you know, $2 to $5 million. And outside of that, we're going to need operational costs, the longevity of it. We're going to need an endowment.
Right.
Just to make sure, because we don't want to charge the families, right? They've gone through enough. We want this to be free and for them to just go and be at peace.
You just took us on such a journey. So emotional.
But the fact that you're trying to do something for others, I think, is just what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about.
If you want to get involved with Anna's Pals, you can go to annaspals.org, annaspals.org, or you can just text us here in the studio and we will forward you the information. Chris, to you, and obviously we're thinking about Anna and then her twin brother and her sister, mm-hmm. your entire family mm-hmm. obviously have been through a lot. I can't imagine that. But like Kennedy said, this is what it's all about. And so we want to make you and the entire family, through Anna's Pals, members of our Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe today.
Woohoo!
Thank you. Can I tell you, we're having a golf tournament on June 30th.
Tell us all about it. Where and when?
So it's at George Wright Golf Course here in the city of Boston in Hyde Park.
Yes, and, love George C. Wright. It's a great spot.
Yeah, so it's Monday, June 30th. It's a best ball tournament. It's a really good time, and we have raffles and silent auction items. So, you know, we're looking for golfers, sponsors, raffles, and silent auction items.
And again, if you want to find out more about Anna's Pals, drop us a text here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Thanks for coming on the show this morning, Chris. You have a good day.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Alexander from Waltham.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave your studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture related. Alexander, you answer more of them right than Kennedy. You win the money.
All right.
If you tie, that's a loss for you, Alexander. Question number one. Ben Affleck recently said he feels empathy for Britney Spears and the pressure she's faced. He compared constant media harassment to poking a tiger until it reacts. Ben Affleck is the face of which national brand?
I don't know. Don't remember.
America runs on it.
Dunkin' Donuts?
Are we giving clues like that now, Dan?
You do all the time on the first question.
I don't know what you're talking about. Question number two. Three Doors Down singer Brad Arnold has stage 4 kidney cancer. The band canceled their summer tour, which included dates performing with Creed. Can you name Three Doors Down's biggest hit, which is also Superman's weakness?
Kryptonite.
Question number three. 71-year-old Jackie Chan still does his own stunts and says he'll never retire. He says when you've done it for 64 years straight, there's no physical preparation anymore. It's muscle memory. Name the buddy cop movie franchise Jackie starred in alongside Chris Tucker.
I don't know.
Question number four. Some of the cardinals who have to choose the next pope have been watching the movie Conclave for tips because they've never experienced a conclave before. I watched that movie. It felt very real. I would say that's a documentary as far as I'm concerned. Which actor plays the lead role of Cardinal Lawrence in that movie?
Oh, I don't remember his name. I just remember he played Voldemort.
Question number five.
That's true, we did.
Okay.
KFC is entering the tenders craze with an online-only deal that gets you five tenders for $5. It's only available on the KFC app or website for a limited time. How many herbs and spices does KFC use in their famous original recipe?
How many?
Yeah, it was in their all their ad campaigns for a long time.
Oh, I don't know, 11?
Or do you? Kennedy!
It's a hell of a guess, Alexander from Waltham. That's a hell of a guess. All right. Uh-oh. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I have Alexander getting 3 out of 5.
All right, well done, friend.
Sure did.
I think he's as surprised as we are, Kennedy. Nice job, Alexander. You ready, Kennedy?
I mean, question five was a great poll.
Yeah, these are tough. Question number one. Ben Affleck recently said he feels empathy for Britney Spears and the pressure she's faced. He compared constant media harassment to poking a tiger until it reacts. Ben Affleck is the face of which national brand?
Dunkin'.
Tied at one. Three Doors Down singer Brad Arnold has stage 4 kidney cancer. The band has canceled their summer tour, which included dates performing with Creed. Can you name Three Doors Down's biggest hit, which is also Superman's weakness?
Kryptonite.
Tied at two. 71-year-old Jackie Chan still does his own stunts and says he'll never retire. Name the buddy cop movie franchise Jackie starred in alongside Chris Tucker.
Rush Hour?
It is Rush Hour.
Can you hear the words?
They're coming out of my mouth.
3-2, question number four. Some of the cardinals who have to choose the next pope have been watching the movie Conclave for tips because they've never experienced a conclave before.
I feel like there could have been a class, maybe a seminar, maybe a webinar, maybe a Zoom call.
They have a documentary. It's called Conclave.
That's not a documentary, but go on.
Bunch of cardinals on a Zoom call. That'd be great.
Which actor plays the lead role of Cardinal Lawrence in that movie?
Ray Fiennes.
4-2. Question number five. KFC is entering the tenders craze with an online-only deal that gets you 5 tendies for only $5.
We love a tendy.
How many herbs and spices does KFC use in their famous original recipe?
11.
It is 11.
Remember when they joined Twitter and they followed only the 5 Spice Girls and 6 random guys named Herb?
I think they still do. So good.
Kennedy gets the win 5-3. Alexander, you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a $100 play card to End the Game Peabody, your go-to for hot games, fun food, and cool parties. Check out party packages and more at inthegamepeabody.com. So you enjoy that gift play card.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, Alexander for Walton, and it can be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. A lot going on this week with acknowledging different wonderful professions. I saw it's Nurses Week this week. What was the other one, Kennedy? I think it's Teacher Appreciation Week.
It's Correctional Officer Appreciation Week, too. Someone texted in.
All right. Well, thank you for that one, Dan. But listen, whenever we get to talking about teachers, we just love to hear the crazy stories that happen in the classroom.
100%.
Because what you put up with as a teacher, you know, my wife was a teacher for many years. Dan's girlfriend is a teacher now. My ex-wife was a teacher. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yes. As bad as I did in school, for some reason, I loved teachers after I got out.
You got a type.
It's because you need someone to do it for you.
These are my confessions. It is time for Teacher Confessions. 617-655-1234. Call or text that number. We will keep you anonymous. The crazy stories that happen in the classroom. All right. You are up first for Teacher Confessions. Again, we keep it anonymous. Go ahead and tell us what happened. What did you experience in the classroom?
I was substituting the classroom, and I was hearing a buzzing noise going off. I'm like, what's that noise? So I asked the students, like, what's that noise, that buzzing noise going off? They're in line. They go, oh, it's my hand warmer. I'm like, can I see your hand warmer? When I looked at it, it's something that belongs in a nightstand. that
Stop.
Yeah. I've never had.
Stop.
As soon as you said buzzing noise.
No. Oh, the horror. The absolute horror.
Kennedy, does it double as a hand warmer?
I mean, maybe.
Probably for her.
I'm going to have to look into that. I don't know.
They come heated? This is new technology I didn't know about.
I don't know.
Whatever
kind of
works for you, I suppose. But good night.
How did you handle it?
I kept it cool. I try not to laugh. I try not to, like, I just said, listen, we really can't have that in class. Let me take it away until later on. So I gave it to my principal, and when I came back to class, they were mad at me. The students are like, give her back her hand warmer. I'm like, the hand warmer broke. It fell on the floor.
We're all having cold hands today, and that's the end of that.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have loved for you to just
Did you have gloves on? Because, yikes.
Yeah. I had gloves on. Definitely had gloves on.
And I imagine the mother, never asked.
Well, she said it was a sister's, but I don't know. It was kind of crazy.
Could have been the father's. It could have been anybody's, Carson.
Yeah,
you
true.
Don't know.
That's true. So good. Yep. All right. Thanks for calling in and sharing that. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. You guys are the best.
All right, bye-bye.
I almost started a mutiny. Give her back her hand warmer. These are
my confessions. All right. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Teacher confessions. What do you have for us?
So I work at a private preschool, and for Christmas one year, a dentist parent dropped off a box of toothbrushes, which we didn't know what it was until we opened it, to split between all of the teachers in the classroom.
They gave the teachers toothbrushes?
Yes, a big box of, like, at least 100 toothbrushes.
He really went out of his way for that one, huh?
Yeah, they probably just went in the back room and grabbed it from their stash that they usually pass out after their...
Well, dental hygiene is important.
Not at Christmas. That's like getting an apple on Halloween. Shove it where the sun don't shine. Nobody wants that.
And what is the message?
Thank yous, and, you know, thank you so much for the gift. And then we opened the box later after they left and said, what?
Well, yeah, I'm like, what was the message they were sending to the teachers? Like,
I'm a cheap ass.
Yeah.
That's what.
Yeah.
The message was, these were free here.
Yeah. So good. All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, again, we're going to keep it anonymous. This has something to do with a third grader. What is your teacher confession?
Teacher confession is a student had a history of stealing from other students or school supplies in the classroom. Trading cards the kids all love, but the literal icing on the cake was there was one student who had two cake pops for snack one day, which is a separate story alone, and threw one out, and the student with the history went into the trash can to take it out of the trash can, brought it over to his seat and started eating it. And when I asked him if he brought it from home, he said yes, and turns out, you know, through some investigation, it wasn't the truth, and family was horrified when I reported it.
I mean, a cake pop, it'll make you dig into the trash for one of those.
Was it there for more than 5 seconds?
Yeah.
Was it
I
wrapped?
Don't know. I just knew that it was there.
Is it still theft if it's out of the trash?
They've thrown it away. One man's trash is another man's snack.
I mean, if you're stealing trading cards, that's one thing. But if you're just taking cake pops out of the trash.
These are my confessions. This is my favorite thing we do. I got to tell you. Friends, you do not make enough money by anything.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This week is Teacher Appreciation Week, Nurses Appreciation Week. What was the other one you said, Dan?
Correctional officers.
Yeah, somebody texted and said, I want to hear those stories. I don't know if we can play those on the air. That'd be a, that'd have to be a podcast, unedited.
That might be a darker segment.
Yeah, a little bit different than kids bringing electric hand warmers to school.
These are my confessions.
So 617-655-1234. You can call or text us. We will keep it anonymous. We want your teacher confessions. Again, 617-655-1234. I believe we have a fourth grade teacher. Is that correct?
Good morning.
That's correct.
Okay.
And good morning. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
What is your confession?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
So I, at the time, was teaching fourth grade, and all my adorable little fourth graders were taking a math test. So my room was absolutely silent. The only thing you could hear were their pencils scratching across their test, their heads are bent over, complete silence except for that. And I'm standing there sort of monitoring the testing, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I ripped the largest, most explosive sounding fart of my life. And all of the children stopped writing. They all looked up at me. And I'm like a deer in the headlights. What can you do? You can't pass it off and say another kid did it. They all know it's you, and they're staring at me. And I just looked at them. I go, I can't deny it. And they just, they all start laughing. They all go back to their tests. So, you know, the year goes on. And then at the end of the year, we were talking about our favorite fourth grade memories. And this kid raises his hand. I'm like, what was your favorite fourth grade memory? He goes, when you farted in front of the class.
I would quit my job. I would move out of state. I would never be seen again. That would be the end of my life. Oh, my God.
Kennedy got on the floor in the fetal position while you were telling that story.
I could not.
Because it was so awkward for her.
I could not.
Kennedy does not like bodily functions.
Never. Oh,
bodily functions don't happen in Kennedy's life.
That would be it. Oh, my God.
All right. We have somebody who has a couple of confessions about teacher gifts. What do you have?
On behalf of my third grade colleague, at Valentine's Day, when we get all these treats, we bring them to the lunchroom to share the treats. And one of my colleagues received a beautiful fabric rose with some chocolates, and she went to unwrap them, and she discovered that this fabric rose was actually a red lace thong.
This mistake has happened a couple of times from my memory of this segment, because you can buy them like at the 7-Eleven on like Valentine's Day or whatever.
They're selling red lace thongs at the 7-Eleven?
Kind of. Listen, guys.
It's in the shape of a rose. Yes.
Yeah. For all you last minute Nellies out there.
Probably cheaper than Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, the quality. Just
and you can get
though.
A big gulp.
I die.
Yep.
What else?
Yeah, give us another.
Another one, not quite as scandalous, but a student brought in for, I think it was a Christmas present, a ring camera for their teacher. just completely unwrapped and left it on her desk.
Like they stole it off the door of their house?
Possibly. Yeah, possibly.
What? So it was a gift?
As a gift, yeah. I think they just wanted to be included in giving gifts to the teacher. It was really sweet, but
so
also,
kid went to walk out of
random.
The house, saw the Ring camera right there above the doorbell, and
it was boxed. It was boxed.
Oh.
Oh, it would have been so much better if you just took it off the door, and when you ring the doorbell, it would go on mom's phone, and it's at
the
kid's classroom.
Would've.
Hi, this is Mrs. Miller. Just wanted to let you know where your Ring camera is.
do you have another one?
Thank you.
No, that's okay. It.
Those were fantastic.
No, those were funny. Those
so
were funny.
I don't know how you keep, I mean, I guess this is parenting 101 and teaching 101, like keeping a straight face when the things go wrong around you that are so wrong that you know you're not supposed to laugh.
Right. Anyway.
I don't know how you guys do it.
From the 978, I teach middle school. One time I shaved my beard and a female student said to me, Mr. P-E-U. Get it? Mr. P-E-U. you don't get it?
No.
Mr.
Am I stupid?
Mr. P. Ooh, P-U.
Oh, I'm sorry. These are my confessions.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. You know, a little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kaylee from Chelmsford.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Kaylee and her son are just finished making their dunks order, Dan.
There you go. What's your dunks order?
It's the same thing I asked.
Bagel. Bagel minis and a coffee.
Have you had the bagel minis, Dan?
I have not.
I didn't know they existed, but I'm in now.
I'm a sausage, egg, and cheese on a croissant guy. Hash browns.
Ooh, all right.
Those are good, too.
Kennedy, or Kaylee, will you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture related. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. The Real Housewives franchise is headed to New England. Bravo has announced that it has been greenlit, the latest series in the franchise. It'll be The Real Housewives of Rhode Island. Rhode Island is commonly referred to as the blank state.
The water state? The wet state?
The wet state.
Question number two.
The wet state.
Sabrina Carpenter had an amazing night at the Met Gala, and her dad had thoughts. Sabrina posted a recap featuring Usher hand-feeding her a cherry, and her dad, David, simply commented, weird. And then Usher himself commented saying, apologies, Mr. Carpenter. Can you name the Usher song with Lil Jon and Ludacris that spent 12 weeks at number one?
What? They say what in it, right? Oh, my God.
Lil Jon says what in most things.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to pause. I can't think right now.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Question number three. Tom Brady says doing his 2024 roast was a major parenting mistake because it hurt his kids. Finding that out after the fact felt like, quote, a stake through the heart. Which comedian delivered this line at the roast? Take a listen.
Tom also lost $30 million in crypto. Tom, how did you fall for that? I mean, even Gronk was like, me know that not real money. Like... Gronk actually does Bitcoin, which is where he just chews on a handful of nickels.
Name the comedian.
Mickey Glacier. I don't know if I pronounced it.
That's close enough.
We'll give it to you.
Yeah, close enough.
Okay.
He wants his bagel mini stand.
Stop talking to the strange man on the radio. Give me my jokes.
Question number four. Some of the Cardinals.
You're fine.
Seriously, this is life. Some of the Cardinals who have to choose the next pope have been watching the movie Conclave for tips because they've never experienced a conclave before. Which color smoke signals that they've elected a new pope?
Green.
Question number five. On this day in 2010, Betty White became the oldest person to host SNL at the tender age of 88. Which celebrity was the youngest hosting when they were only 7 years old?
I'm going to have to pass. All right. I'm too young for that.
That's good. Kennedy back in the studio, please. What is your son's name, Kaylee?
Rory.
Rory. How old is Rory?
4. And he wants his music he listens to on my phone, but I've been holding it.
Oh, wow. He's just like our boss, Sal. Shut up and play more music.
Yes. We have a Sal in the making, Dan. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I have Kaylee getting 1 out of 5.
Suit.
Oh, no, that's not a boo. It's a suit. Here we go. Question number one, Kennedy. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
The Real Housewives franchise is heading to New England. Bravo has announced the Real Housewives of Rhode Island. Rhode Island, commonly referred to as the blank state.
Granite.
No, that's New Hampshire.
What am I thinking of?
That would be...
Oh, the Ocean State.
The Ocean State. Or, as Kaylee said, the Wet State.
Hey, whatever.
I like that one, too. 0-0. Sabrina Carpenter had an amazing night at the Met Gala, and her dad had thoughts. So Sabrina posted a recap featuring Usher hand-feeding her a cherry, and her dad, David, simply commented, "Weird." Then Usher himself commented, saying, "Apologies, Mr. Carpenter."
What a roller coaster.
Name the Usher song with Lil Jon and Ludacris that spent 12 weeks at number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is it.
Exclamation point.
1-0. Question number 3. Tom Brady says doing the 2024 roast was a major parenting mistake because it hurt his kids. Which comedian delivered this line at the roast, Kennedy? Take a listen.
Tom also lost $30 million in crypto. Tom, how did you fall for that? I mean, even Gronk was like, "Me know that not real money." Like... does Bitcoin, which is where he just chews on a handful of nickels.
Such a great joke.
Nikki Glaser?
Yes. Bitcoin, get a bit.
I got it.
Yeah, it was strong. It was strong. 2-1. Question number 4. Some of the Cardinals who had to choose the next pope have been watching the movie Conclave
again,
for tips.
Shouldn't there have been a webinar or something?
Do you think Netflix like cut them off and said, "You're not allowed to share this"?
No.
It's like all the different... popes were, all the cardinals were watching it in different rooms using the same password, like Pope 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No?
Yeah.
Kennedy, what color smoke signals they've elected a new pope?
White.
It is white, yes. Black if they don't, white if they do. 3-1. Question number 5. On this day in 2010, Betty White became the oldest person to host SNL at the tender age of 88. Which celebrity was the youngest hosting when they were only 7?
Drew Barrymore?
It was Drew Barrymore.
I remember one of the lines she said. She said something to the effect. They were like, "Shouldn't you be in bed?" And she goes, "I'm a Barrymore. Give me a whiskey and make it a double at 7 years old."
And then she backed up those statements.
And then went to Studio 54.
Yep.
4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy. Kaylee, you're not walking away empty-handed, though. We have a pair of tickets for you to see Kendrick Lamar and SZA on the Grand National Tour coming May 12th at Gillette Stadium. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you're going for free, okay?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much, and thank you, Kennedy. You rock.
You rock.
We got a text from the 617. Kaylee, you are a hero. We've all been there with a screaming kid in the car. Hashtag solidarity. Yeah.
You could shut us off and play Rory.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yes. You get a fistful of mini bagels.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kaylee from Chelmsford, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
The Karen Reed retrial every day takes another turn, another plot twist, another piece of evidence that the prosecution says will show that Karen Reed killed her boyfriend, a police officer. And then the defense is there saying, no, this piece of evidence shows that the time was wrong. This phone says this.
It's so confusing.
There's a lot that is going on. Emily D. Baker, everybody's favorite law nerd. You can find her on the Law Nerd app. You can watch her on YouTube. It's fantastic. She will do like a picture in picture. So she'll have the trial happening, and then she's there commenting, explaining. What I love too is she's a little bit behind, so she can stop for a minute, explain something, and then catches back up. You know, she'll fast forward through
and
some of the.
Her face is like my face. You know what she's thinking.
No, that is it. That is.
And I appreciate it.
Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. You definitely know what I'm thinking. My face is captioned. Yes.
I thought you were going to pull your hair out this week. I really thought you were going to pull your hair out this week. You know, when we talked to you last week, you know, one of the things that you said was you felt like the prosecution was doing a better job at telling their story. Now that we are another week in, do you think the prosecution is still doing that for the jurors?
And compared to last trial, I think the prosecution is doing a much better job of telling their story. But they still have the facts that they have, and they have the witnesses that they have. And not all of those witnesses and facts are helpful for the prosecution in their case in chief. And that is one of the things that is consistent in this case, is when there is a fact that is helpful for the prosecution, as you said, it can be also argued in another way. And as we get into the very first law enforcement witnesses this week, and we get into some of the tech experts, even the tech experts, as we saw yesterday, have some variance in their report of like the last time John O'Keefe used his phone. But we know that the timing of when the Commonwealth thinks that Karen Reed hit John O'Keefe is going to be highly contested and very important, because the jury still hasn't seen how the Commonwealth thinks Karen Reed hit John O'Keefe with her car. We've heard her statements. We've seen clips of interviews from various media presentations she's done, but we still haven't seen how they think it happened. And I wonder if we're going to start getting into that this week. The prosecution said they thought 3.5 weeks for their case. That puts us at next Wednesday. And we still haven't seen cause of death, medical experts, and accident reconstruction. And we still haven't seen the lead investigator. And the defense, I think, did a very good job yesterday of highlighting, isn't Trooper Proctor, I'm sorry, former Trooper Proctor, the lead investigator. And now the jury's got to be sitting there going, wait, former? That's the first we're hearing this. Wait, where is he? Because now we're hearing this name over and over again, and we haven't seen this witness yet. So there are questions starting to build.
What, from the last time we spoke until today, what are the like two big takeaways from the last few days of court that you find impressive or interesting? Or...
the red Solo cup of it all. That was a wild...
It holds fluid well.
That and the leaf blower.
Okay, I asked Emily.
Sorry. Go ahead, Emily. My apologies.
No, I'm waiting for Solo to make that part of their ad campaign, that it holds liquid well, because now that's evidence in court. That is now a fact in court. But I really wish that witness would have explained, and he tried to, but his demeanor was a little difficult, tried to explain it was an emergency situation and they were doing the best they can. They didn't think they could wait. But instead of going to 34 Fairview and knocking on the door and asking for help, they went across the street. It's the first time we learned that the home across from 34 Fairview had an Arlo camera pointed, it seems that maybe at the door, but law enforcement never canvassed the neighborhood to ask for cameras. And we learned yesterday the reason some of Jen McCabe's phone calls disappeared isn't, the tech expert said, because she deleted them, which is what she said. It's because in 3 days she had made over 200 phone calls. And those were no longer stored because of how many phone calls she made. It's a lot of phone calls. We also learned that the lead investigators didn't go to the autopsy, which from the jurisdictions I've practiced in is incredibly unusual, especially in the death of a police officer, that the lead investigator wouldn't go to the autopsy. That's a very unusual thing. And yes, now the jury has seen the leaf blowers and the red Solo cups. They've also seen, though, that pieces of taillight were found right near John O'Keefe's shoe on the street, right near the curb, in the general area of where people said Karen Reed's car was. But then we have a timeline that is somewhat in debate. And they heard Karen Reed's voicemails for the first time. And those voicemails, though I think the defense can explain them, are not easy to listen to in court.
Yeah.
And they aren't all very flattering. Is that enough for a conviction at the end of the day? No, but the jury is getting two sides of a story and the prosecution is walking them through that story. And I think we're getting close to accident reconstruction, but I wonder if the prosecution's not going to call Nicole Albert, Brian Albert, and the rest of the civilians that they called last time, because they've kind of moved on from 34 Fairview.
Yep.
So we might not even see it.
It's unbelievable the way this is all unfolding. And if you, again, want to follow along with our good friend Emily D. Baker, download the Law Nerd app. You will get alerts to tell you, you know, because there are breaks in court, and they will tell you, hey, we're back on, this is happening. And on YouTube, which is great too, if you miss it during the day, they mark each section. So if you wanted to see one particular person's testimony, you can go in later and just watch that section as well.
I feel remiss because they did bring in the media meteorologist this week. I can't believe I forgot that they proved that it was snowing. That did happen this week, too. I thought he was delightful.
I forgot about that. I don't know how you've done it this week and how many concerts you've been to over the past week and a half. I mean, you've been at a concert every night.
Almost, but it was Metallica and Limp Bizkit, and it was amazing. And, you know, they come and play when they come and play. It had to be done. But I wanted to know if you all are going to start referring to the snow by the level you can track a cat by, because that has been some of the most delightful testimony in this case so far. It was just really, really a nice light moment in court in a very heavy and contested case.
Thank Emily D. Baker, find her on social media, find her on YouTube and on the Law Nerd app. We'll talk to you next week, Emily.
Talk to you soon. Take care.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So Tom Brady is admitting that there's one thing he regrets in his life. One.
One?
He says...
Losing the Super Bowl to the Giants and ruining the undefeated season?
Nope.
That's my biggest regret.
He says his roast in 2024 was a major parenting mistake. Here's what he had to say about it.
I regret that my kids, you know, it's tough on my kids for sure. I love laughing at myself. It felt like I was in the locker room. But I do understand, like, for my kids, that was really hard. There's some things a parent you don't realize until after. There's no perfect manual for it. You got to evaluate yourself as a parent too all the time. So even though I really enjoyed the show, and when you were in that moment in that theater that night at the Forum, like, it was electric. We got done. Everybody was on cloud nine. And I think that moment I'll never forget. And then I'll never forget when I talked to my kids the next day, I felt like a stake through the heart.
Yeah, they went after his ex-wife, the kids, the jiu-jitsu instructor. It got
He made sure there were no kids jokes, but they went after his ex-wife hard.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the next morning he said that he talked to them and they were like, what was the point?
And 25 million points.
He was fine without he's a rich millionaire and will be forever. Anyway, some fresh family drama in the Cyrus clan. It looks like Tish has unfollowed Miley. That's her mom. Has unfollowed her daughter.
Okay.
This coming hours after Billy Ray teased things that he's patching things up with Miley and can't wait to see her soon. He had shared a throwback video of Miley on the piano while he played guitar, saying, I can't wait to see this young lady. Crazy how time flies. I don't know if one has anything to do with the other, but Billy's new girlfriend, Elizabeth Hurley, has been all about Miley, liking all of her Instagram posts. So I don't know. It looks like Tish and Noah just patched things up because they hated each other, because the rumor was that Tish started dating a guy that Noah used to date. I don't know that that was true, but whatever. The whole thing is quite messy.
It's a messy family.
I don't understand.
Yes.
I don't understand. I mean, I realize people's families got drama. I realize things happen. I realize all of these things. But as a parent, I just don't know how you be like, yeah, screw that person.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. But in any event, there's that. And my friends, Bravo posted on X the news that The Real Housewives of Rhode Island is going to be a reality. Saying, set against the shores of the Ocean State, the Real Housewives franchise expands into the world of a tight-knit circle of Rhode Islanders who have deep community roots and families that go back generations. With aspirational lives, thriving businesses, and tangled family dynamics, these decade-long friendships, these women are not even 30 years old, so these decade-long friendships prove that in a state this small, there's no escaping your past or each other. So I spent a lot of time on Reddit this morning to find you everything that you need.
Okay.
So here's what I found out. I found a couple of posts saying the same thing as to people who have been asked. Don't know for sure if they are, but there's a woman, Ashley Iaconetti. She was on about three different Bachelor shows. She's a local business owner. Daria.
Like in Newport or something? Is that where it's going to be
based?
No,
most of them are in, I'm forgetting.
the town name Jackson. Okay. Mm. No, nothing in Newport.
I would have thought that's where all the money is in Rhode Island, in the opulent houses.
That's where the opulent houses are, but right. Not where the people live.
Oh, okay. All right. Providence.
It's hidden. No, it's hidden. It's hidden far back in behind the trees that we don't know about. Anyway, Olivia Culpo's best friend, a gal who was a TV host, a reporter at one of the local stations, a bunch of the family from the Tosca family, which apparently is a very big business family there in that area. A couple of content creators, fitness business owner. I also saw that Vanessa Carlton was asked, but not interested or undecided, as she lives there as well, the singer.
I mean, there have been rumors out there for years that Boston was going to get a Real Housewives.
No one in Boston would ever.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I'm sure.
I know a lot
could...
of the women that got asked. They would never.
I'm sure there's a handful.
They just have no desire to share.
I bet you could find five.
Yeah,
I
think, I'm sure you could.
I think the women that I'm speaking of are a little bit older than the ones that they are casting now.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? And
right.
They just were not here for
I'm
it.
Sure there are a handful of young women in this town that have... access and all
I got
of that.
Interviewed for a show 100 years ago. They were going to do sort of along those lines in South Boston, but
oh yeah,
yeah. But in any event,
so it's coming to Rhode Island.
Yep.
What do you think the fights are going to be out on Real Housewives of Rhode Island?
The same thing they're about everywhere.
She better never show her face on Federal Hill again.
So I think yeah, that's what a lot of the Reddit content was like. We don't want it because our beaches are already overcrowded. Or I can't wait to see our accent on TV, people yelling at each other.
Right.
But in any event.
And is Andy Cohen involved with this one?
Well, you can't not.
He's the puppet master of all.
If it's Bravo, it's him. So in any event, that is all I know at this point. If you know more, let me know. And that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Courtney from Plymouth.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Oh, you guys nailed it.
Thank you. Good luck.
That is Brianna and
Thank
Jackson.
You too.
Is that right, Brianna and Jackson?
Yes. Jackson just turned 4 last week, and Brianna's birthday is in 13 days.
Hey, you've been busy.
Yeah. Yep.
No days off.
I have no day to play. I have no day to play. I have no time to play.
All right, guys, let's listen to
the I don't know what he's saying.
He said, I have no time to play, I think.
He's a busy man.
He's fibbing.
I have no time to play.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Courtney, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Courtney just put it on mute and threatened their lives. Gave them the mom googly eyes.
Mom's trying to win $100.
What are you?
You'll make me come back there.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Today is National Have a Coke Day. Coca-Cola has a stranglehold on the top spot for soda sales in the United States. Pepsi was number two for years, but it recently slipped.
Yeah, this guy is nice.
Which soda is number two right now? Is it Dr. Pepper, Sprite, or Diet Coke?
Diet Coke.
Question number two, Marvel is changing their strategy after some lackluster box office results, and they are going to focus more on their films and less on TV in order to restore a certain level of quality. Can you name the Marvel movie currently in theaters that stars Florence Pugh, David Harbour, and Sebastian Stan?
My husband's going to kill me. He's huge on Marvel.
Your ability to focus is astounding.
It's a gift God gives you after you have kids, Dan.
I don't know.
All right.
Thunderbolt? I don't know.
Question number three. Katy Perry is back stateside with the U.S. leg of her Lifetime tour kicking off in Houston tonight. Take a listen. Tell me which Katy Perry song starts with these lyrics.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag? Drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so
house of cards. One blow from caving in.
All right, name the song.
Firework.
Question number four. The long-running live-action sitcom, the longest-running live-action sitcom in TV history is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It will begin its 17th season in July. Which woman was Charlie Kelly obsessed over for a majority of the series?
I don't know. I've never seen that show.
All right. And question number five.
17 seasons to catch up on.
The Golden Globes will introduce a new award category for Best Podcast of the Year at their ceremony next year. Can you name the organization that founded and conducted the Golden Globes for 80 years before being dissolved in 2023 because of scandals and concerns about diversity and ethical lapses?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat it one more time? Stop.
Who founded the Golden Globes?
Why didn't you write it like that?
Who founded the Golden Globes, guys? You got an answer?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
We don't know.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy, welcome back. Oh, what an adventure, Kennedy. Courtney and Brianna and Jackson, they got 2 out of 5 right, I think. I don't know what happened. I blacked out.
Yeah, we'll call it 2.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Sure.
Today's National Have a Coke Day. Coca-Cola has a stranglehold on the top spot for soda sales in the United States. Pepsi was number 2 for years, but it recently slipped. Which soda is number 2? Is it Dr. Pepper, Sprite, or Diet Coke?
Dr. Pepper.
It is Dr. Pepper. 1-0. Question number 2. Marvel is changing their strategy after some lackluster box office results, and they're going to focus more on their films and less on TV. Name the Marvel movie currently in theater starring Florence Pugh, David Harbour, and Sebastian Stan.
Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts is correct. 2-1. Question number 3. Katy Perry is back stateside with the U.S. leg of her Lifetime tour, kicking off in Houston tonight. Which Katy Perry song starts with these lyrics?
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
Name.
Firework.
That is correct. 3-2. Question number 4. The longest running live action sitcom in TV history? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It will begin its 17th season in July. Which woman was Charlie Kelly obsessed over for the majority of the series?
I don't know.
The Waitress.
Huh.
Stalked her the whole show.
Yep.
I literally have watched at least 5-10 seasons of that, and I cannot think of it at all.
Oh, it's a big theme.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, he met her in like one of the first episodes,
the
right?
The very first episode.
Was it the first one?
They're married in real life, too, which is funny.
Yeah. 3-2. Question number 5. The Golden Globes will introduce a new award category for Best Podcast of the Year at their ceremony next year.
Yeah.
Kennedy, who founded the Golden Globes? They were dissolved in 2023.
Foreign Press?
The Hollywood Foreign Press is the correct answer.
3-2.
No, 3-2 is the final score. You're right. This was close, Kennedy. It was a close one. Unfortunately, you don't get the cash, Courtney. Kennedy gets the win. But we appreciate you calling in and playing this morning. Are you still there?
We're still there.
Okay.
I'm overstimulated. I need to
now.
Lie down.
You should probably never have kids, Dan. Because that's just a Thursday.
Ha!
What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Courtney and Jackson from Plymouth, and we can't beat Kennedy.
We lost Brianna.
You in the car.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring and a new Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy.
Yep.
We now go live to Mattapan. Say hey to Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Hi, Kennedy. Hi, Carson.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Dan's here, too. Say hey.
Hi, Dan.
Oh, I don't want your pity. Hi.
Oh, stop.
That'd be a good band
name. I'm
here
with my daughter, Leilani. She wants to say hi.
Hi,
say
Leilani. Hi, Leilani.
Good morning, Leilani. How old is Leilani?
Over it.
Old enough
She's
to be
13.
Over
13,
over
yeah.
It. I love it.
And that's over. Okay, Leilani.
You caught it.
Yep.
You right. Over
gave,
as you
gave
need
me the eye.
Jennifer, will you and Leilani kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. Good luck.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. $1,000 this morning, okay?
Woo!
Yes, exactly. Woo. Kennedy's going into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Kylie Jenner flew solo at the Met Gala because Timothy Chalamet was watching the Celtics play New York in the NBA playoffs. What is New York's team name?
The Knicks.
What's the full name?
Oh, New York Knicks.
No, what is the Knicks is short for something.
Oh,
Did I give it to her, Dan?
These are your questions,
I
man.
Said when I gave the cheat sheet, I gave the full answer. I can't give it to you.
Oh, no.
Question number two.
I don't know.
Which group had a hit with the song Wannabe?
Spice Girls.
The director of 10 Things I Hate About You is developing a sequel. Can you name the two stars of the movie?
10 Things I Hate About You.
Anything?
Oh my god, 10 Things I Hate About You. I'm going to throw this out. Maybe Blake Lively? I know I'm wrong.
Okay.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Question number four. A University of Colorado fan is suing the NFL for $100 million because of the emotional distress he suffered after Shedeur Sanders dropped to fifth in the draft. Who is Shedeur Sanders' famous dad?
No idea. Deion Sanders?
Great guess. Question number five. Can you tell us which artist holds the record for the most Grammy Awards for Album of the Year?
Oh my god, I want to say Beyonce, or is it Taylor?
All right.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Pick one.
I'm going to go with Beyonce.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How many days of school does Leilani have left?
What do you have left? She has 29 days. Oh, she knew. Okay, 29 days.
Yeah. But who's counting?
Who's counting? Yeah.
She's scratching them off in her bedroom wall like she's in Shawshank.
Right?
Jennifer got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are tough. These are really, really difficult. $1,000 on the line for Jennifer. Kylie Jenner flew solo at the Met Gala because Timothy Chalamet was watching the Celtics play New York in the NBA playoffs. What is New York's team name?
The Knicks.
I need the full name.
The New York Knickerbockers.
The Knickerbockers. They are named after pants, Dan.
They sure are.
Why?
Well, we have a baseball team named after socks.
Why?
Not.
1-0. Question number two. Which group had a hit with the song Wannabe?
Spice Girls.
Still a bop.
They wear shorts, Dan. They don't wear pants, is my point.
Why are you yelling at me? I didn't name the team. What is
at
happening
right
now?
At least we wear socks.
Oh, my God, dude. The things you get worked up about. It's exhausting.
2-1. Question number three. The director of 10 Things I Hate About You is developing a sequel. Can you name the two stars of the movie?
First of all, unnecessary. Second of all, Heath Ledger and Julia. It's not Michael's. Julie. Oh,
she
I'm not gonna get it.
Phoenix.
Child.
Yeah. Julia Stiles. Julia Stiles, Kennedy, and Heath Ledger. 2-1. Question number four. A University of Colorado fan is suing the NFL for $100 million because of the emotional distress he suffered when Shedeur Sanders dropped to the fifth round in the draft.
The audacity.
Who is Shador's famous dad?
Oh,
Deion Sanders.
It is Deion Sanders. 3-2.
Sports.
Question number five. Kennedy, which artist holds the record for the most Grammy Awards for Album of the Year?
I feel like there's a Beyonce. I feel like there's a Taylor Swift. Mm. I feel like there's probably someone from long ago that I'm not thinking of. Mm. Beyonce.
You both said Beyonce, actually.
Uh-huh.
You both would be wrong. As of 2024 last year, it is Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, that is correct. Those were tough questions. Mm. 3-2 is the final score, Kennedy.
Who do you?
Good work. Good work.
I blame the Knickerbockers.
Jennifer and Leilani, I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000, but thank you both ladies for listening to the show. We really do appreciate it and calling into play. It was fun to have you both here.
Thank you. We loved it.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
This is Jennifer and Leilani from Mattapan, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
Only 29 days left. Hold strong.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.